In this clip from High 99's Radiothon for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, has guest Mike Auten tell the stories of Ryan and Eddie.
It does affect people here in the Wabash Valley. St. Jude does have an effect here. And if you have not become compelled to be a partner in Hope yet, I want you to listen. I've got Mike Auten in the studio with me. Mike, your son was a patient at St. Jude.
Yes, and I want to thank High 99 and everybody out there for supporting and donating to such a great organization. In 2006, we were blessed with a young man that came into this world with some challenges. He weighed 1.4 ounces when he was born, so we were fortunate that Ryan overcame that, and we were just so happy to have him be happy and healthy. And in 2013... the fall of 2013, he started experiencing, some issues. You know, he was complaining about his bones aching, and we just noticed some little things and went to the doctor, and they said, well, you know, he's anemic, and I was away on business, and he went back to the doctor while I was gone, and I remember getting that call from my sister-in-law that said, I think you need to come home. The doctor says you should go to St. Jude's. Well, you know, you just can't imagine what was going through your mind at that point, because, you know, I knew what that meant, having my father go through cancer just years before. I knew it was bad. But we went down to St. Jude's and got Ryan checked in. It was late at night, and at 10 a.m. the next morning, we had a room full of doctors come in and tell us that Ryan had ALL as a form of leukemia. And I just looked into that young man's eyes, and I was thinking, wow, he overcame all his challenges at birth, and now this. And I could just see the wheels turning in his head, trying to grasp what they were telling us. And it was just such an emotional time. But we were so blessed to be at St. Jude's, because the support staff that was there that helped walk us through that and said, look, you know, parents, you don't have to worry about a thing. You know, don't worry about finances. Don't worry about food, all the expenses and stuff like that. We're going to take care of you. Focus on Ryan and helping him get better. You got to be there for him. And boy, we were just so fortunate to be at that place. And the care that was given to Ryan was top notch. I mean, that journey that a kid has to go through to fight cancer, or anybody that has had to deal with cancer, it's not a pleasant experience. It's a battle. And
you know what I find interesting? None of the parents talk about those hard times when the child is suffering.
Right.
You know, we talk about hope, and we talk about the doctors and how much they help. But the fact is, these children are going through a hellacious experience.
Oh, it's awful. I mean, the medicine that they have to give you, and I mean, basically, they bring your body to the brink of death to kill off this horrible disease and then bring you back to a healthy place.
And that journey. And you have to watch him go through.
Yes,
that.
And it's not pleasant. And you see him suffer. And I remember pulling off to the side of the road constantly. He was, throwing up and getting sick, and just so many, things that are just bad. But they've come a long way. I mean, I can't imagine what it was like 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Because they've learned so much about the medicines and the treatment, and the survival rate has gone up dramatically. I mean, now we're at 80% with some forms of cancer, and better than 90 with others. And that's why the donations are so important, to fund that research that is done by that organization on that campus to help fight this cancer. I mean, it's the operating cost of this hospital alone is over like $2.2 million a day. And 75% of that is funded by donations.
Which is astounding.
Yes. But it's so important, because that research is shared worldwide with doctors and so forth to help fight cancer and these awful diseases. But it was just a it was an incredible journey to go through. And Ryan, you know, he came out on the other side, and he, you know, 5 years later, he's cured. And we're in, you know, in such a good place, and we're so fortunate that that we had that organization to treat him.
Absolutely. And, wow. And when you took him to the first hospital, was there a difference between the first hospital and St. Jude?
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not dissing the first hospital.
No. But they are so specialized in the illnesses, and they know what to look for. They know how to talk to you and work with you and help you work through that. And even the support for the kids. I mean, they have the campus is amazing. I mean, everything from the decorations on the wall to the support staff to help that kid get his mind off all those bad things and try to help him and, you know, have some sense of normalcy. I mean, it's not normal what that kid has to go through. I mean, it's something that, you know, I don't want any family to experience. But unfortunately, they gave us a statistic that, you know, there's like 42 kids a day that are diagnosed with cancer.
42 a day.
And a small, you know, a large percentage of those beat it, but there's a small percentage that don't. And we want to get that. We want to get that to 100%.
I think the biggest takeaway from Mike's story is, first of all, thankful that Ryan survived. I'm so glad. But secondly, he survived because over the years you have donated to St. Jude. You have helped fund the research that saved your child's life. That's why becoming a partner in hope is so important to us. This is the money, it's the lifeblood of St. Jude. This is the money they operate on. And if you become a partner in hope today, you're part of the cure. 1-800-455-9201. I know that can't be an easy story to tell, but I have to say you tell it well.
Well, thank you. I just, you know, you have conversations with an 8-year-old that you shouldn't be having. And I remember those conversations. I remember pushing Ryan on a swing at the Ronald McDonald House, where they put you up down there because you got a long-term stay for the whole induction phase. And he's talking to me about dying, you know, and it's tough for me to even talk about that, because those are conversations that you shouldn't be having with your 8-year-old. Like I said, that journey is just so tough, but I can't say enough about St. Jude and the support, and they work so hard, and the personal attention. I mean, every doctor is tuned in to those kids and you know, playing with them, and they go out of their way. I remember Dr. Naba was Ryan's primary physician, and he would always take Ryan for a walk, and they would walk around the campus, and they would talk to each other, and just the personalized attention
that they take
every
that time.
Kid there. Yes,
yeah.
That they take that time to make that kid feel special and help him. And I just can't say enough, because you look around there and you see as much good, you know, and the positive. You see a lot of folks that are in despair, and, you know, that are walking in, and you know, and I was there, you know, where they're like, wow, I can't believe I've just been told my 2-year-old has cancer, and they're in for the fight of their lives. And it's a very challenging time, but like I said, the care and the personalized attention that they provide there is just, I can't say enough about it. But it's so important to help fuel that with donations to keep that going and get it to where, you know, we beat cancer forever, and no kid ever has to go this. No kid should, you know, die at the dawn of life. And I think those are words by
Danny Thomas.
Yes. And it's very profound.
1-800-455-9201. Won't you join us? Join us in this terrible fight, so that we can win. And the researchers are doing that. So call or text HI99 to 626262. Become a partner in hope. Do it this hour.
Now, that is how close to home it hit.
Exactly.
Now, Ryan had a friend, correct?
Yes. You know, you meet a lot of people there, other parents, and it's good, because you kind of support each other as well, and you tell each other stories, and you get to know these other kids. And Ryan had a young man that was sharing the same floor with him, a young man by the name of Eddie. And Eddie had a different form of cancer, and he had his own sets of challenges. And I remember one day Ryan was having a pretty good day, and we went to the Memphis Zoo. And while we were at the zoo, we got word that that Eddie didn't make it. And I remember having to have that conversation with Ryan again about that. And Ryan was processing this information, and he's thinking, you know, that that's going to happen to him.
Yep.
And that's just something I can't imagine an eight years old trying to comprehend that and think about that and really understand what that means. And it was just, it was so tough to talk to Ryan about that. And Ryan still talks about that today. And, you know, it was very, very emotional and trying. I'd like to see, you know, that those forms of cancer that Eddie had, you know, I'd like to see them wiped out, you know, and St. Jude's is working diligently to do that. I mean, they perform more clinical trials on childhood cancer than anyone else in the world. I want to try to help them continue to do that. We need to raise money to fight that so that there's other kids like Eddie, that have these rare forms of cancer that we can beat that.
1-800-455-9201. Mike has given you a million reasons to call.
Yes.
And become a partner in hope.
While the cure rate is up to 80%, now you understand why we want it to be 100%. Eddie didn't make it. Let's help those. Let's make that not happen anymore.
A part of our radiothon. Call 1-800-455-9201 or text HI99 to 626262.
It is the 2020 Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon on High 99.